This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump is a distraction right now from the real issues, which is the Biden criminal family, but it'll go away. And no matter what they do, the left, that is, they're going to have to face some music. And they want to get Trump, but not for reasons that, you know, they want you to believe, oh, he's evil and all this. They want to get Trump because by not getting Trump, they expose themselves. They have to validate that you're right. Nancy Pelosi all but said that Trump is guilty until proven innocent. And even though they've been down this path where Trump's got to prove his innocence, it only led to a butt kicking. They must like the butt kickings. That's all I can figure. I mean, masochists. I mean, desperation, of course, because they really don't like the butt kickings. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, the thing that keeps Trump in power isn't, I mean, it, certainly his resolve helps. Trump is a guy that, whether we supported him or not, he would still be fighting. But you give a fighter support the way we have rallied around him, and that man is practically invincible. Nancy Pelosi had the nerve to say Donald Trump was afraid. I saw fear in his eyes. I tell you all the time, I know what fear looks like in somebody's eyes. I've seen it in many people's eyes when they overstep. And there was zero fear in that man's eyes. Zero. He's like, bring it. I know it's game on. The fear is with the Democrats. Look at this polling. Here are people talking about Joe Biden polling, and maybe we're only going to get to half. I don't know what we're going to get to this hour, because I could spend an entire show just going over why the left is so afraid. They have thrown everything in the kitchen sink at Donald Trump to kill him, which is to crush us, and it isn't working. By the way, welcome. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551 8255. Look at everything that we've had happen. Man, Devin Archer testifies and crucifies the Bidens. Look at the polls. We got the clip ready? Okay, here's some of the polling information about Joe Biden.
The timing of the poll is important as well. This is pulled through the month of July. This is also as there's been a slew of good reports on the economy that's been coming in. That must be a real head-scratcher for the Biden team.
I think it is a real head-scratcher, and it's just something we've seen. Even as the economy's gotten better, Joe Biden's overall approval rating and his approval rating on the economy really hasn't gotten much better. But the thing I'll note, you know, inflation, yes, it's down compared to a year ago, but compared to 2 years ago, it's still way up. So I think people are taking the longer-range view than just the shorter one over the last year.
Okay, first things first. The media, that was CNN, talking about Joe Biden's polling. Pretty incredible. Number two, they say, oh, there's good reports on the economy, so it's a head-scratcher as to, even though the economy's gotten better, Joe Biden's numbers haven't gotten better, and they answer their own question. Well, it's because even though inflation's gone down, it's still way up from anybody? Anybody? The Trump era. Yep. So, they answer their own questions. It hasn't really gotten better. I mean, maybe you could placate people by saying, well, we doubled the price of something over the last year, but now we brought it down 20%. Let me translate. It's still 80% higher than what it was previously, right? You can put lipstick on that pig, but it's still a pig. So, they're answering their own questions. Here's another poll that they talk about. This is not good news for the Democrats. Not good news for Joe Biden. And I want you to understand the underlying telltale sign of what's happening here, folks, is that people recognize Joe Biden isn't the guy. This is the beginning. I'm telling you, I've been talking about this for months. There's nothing they can do to protect Biden anymore. He's done.
And I'll note the reason why that his approval rating is so low at this point is because it comes down to the economy. If you look at Joe Biden's approval on the economy right now, it stinks. It is well below 40%. You see it there, 37% approval on the economy, and that's the top issue in our poll. So I don't think it's much of a surprise if you are stinking on the issue that's most important to the American public that your approval rating also stinks.
So it's the economy, right? But it has nothing to do with people starting to look at Joe Biden a little differently and say, you know what, I don't trust him. You know what, he is a liar. You know what, I don't think he's running the country. I'm feeling, certainly there's some economic aspects, but what about all the things that Joe Biden's focused on, transgender issues? To say that's the number one issue, and it may very well be, it is for me, but it isn't just the economy. We have a crook in office who I now know doesn't have my best interest in mind. Now, when I put that added to it, and I started reflecting back on, oh, here it is, I'm about to mention a dirty word, Trump, and the Trump era, I put two and two together. And we've been following, the first hour we tracked David Brooks of the New York Times, essentially saying, maybe we're wrong. The elitists, the white leftist coastal elitists, maybe we're wrong about Donald Trump. Maybe it isn't the Trump supporters. Now, they got people running around out here, while they're investigating the Bidens, but look at the Trumps. Okay, look at them. I'm going to say it again. The Trumps make products. You can follow their businesses, every one of them. The business of the Bidens is Joe Biden. Access to the big guy. And no matter how you separate him from it, he's tied to it. And you know what the world is witnessing? Certainly the poor people in America, they're watching how his son is being handled and what would be happening to them. That's also factoring in this. We got other clips that we'll play about the Biden's pollings, and it's shocking news. It really is. And I'm sure you know some, but here's what I would tell you. As shocking as the numbers may be, you're not going to be shocked. The reason why Joe Biden's polling is because it is impacting people personally, and they are also watching how the Democrats are handling this dual system of justice. In my entire time on this planet, I can't think of a time where I've seen this happen. And the Democrats are going to pay for it. We're going to explore it when we get back. Keep it here, folks. Glad you're with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In this poll, people are also asked who they trust more on the handling of major issues. This really sticks out.
Yeah, it does. You know, they ask congressional Republicans or the President of the United States. And we know congressional approval rating tends to be very, very low.
Yeah, like in the tank. I mean, like you can say it without even looking at the latest poll.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mass murderers sometimes have greater approval ratings than Congress. But what we see here is that more people actually trust congressional Republicans than President Biden on the most important issues of the day. And this, to me, is a very worrying sign for the president going into the presidential election year, because the fact is, if he's doing this poorly against congressional Republicans, imagine how he might do against a presidential candidate from the Republican side.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What they didn't tell you were the numbers. They flashed the numbers in that clip, and congressional Republicans were at 53% trust factor. Biden was in double, like, teen digits, 17%, something like that. I don't remember the actual numbers, but the Republicans were well over 50%. Unbelievable. As the guy said, usually mass murderers are trusted more than Congress. Well, this wasn't Congress. This was congressional Republicans, supposed to be the evil guys. This is the Comers, the Jim Jordans, congressional Republicans holding the feet to the fire, Joe Biden. And you want to know why that poll was that way? Because what they're telling you, what the public is telling you, is they trust the Republicans to get to the bottom of these lies that this crooked president and his crooked family have been doing. That's what it's telling you. Every poll is going to be impacted by what you think about is the trustworthiness of the individual. Now let's go back and let's think about Trump for a bit. Trump has been hammered. He's uncouth. He's a liar. He's Russian collusion, Ukrainian extortion, all the things. And this guy, still, I'm talking about with the biggest media and other beatdown that you can put together against a single individual. Specious indictments that have no basis in actual, good jurisprudence. There's no reason for them to be bringing these cases against Donald Trump. And all that piling on, and Donald Trump is polling far better than Joe Biden. And I'm talking about, this is a beat-down media, and he's polling better than Biden. You want to talk about, has the Democrats scared? Thanks for paying attention to the show, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. If you don't get me live, leave me a message. Let me know what's on your brain. I want to know, do you know people who are switching? You know Democrats. You talking to family. Are they bringing it up? Are people starting to come back to you and say, you know, I'm really sorry. I kind of gave you a hard time on that Donald Trump. What's going on? Are people talking about the indictments? Are you bringing it up? I want to know. I sound like Whitney Houston. I want to know, does he really love me? Oh, man. Hey, we're about to change. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but because we talk a lot about these changes, and it takes a long time to implement them because it costs money. But we're going to start posting stuff on Backstage. We had some amazing stuff. Here's what's going to be interesting when we do finally open things up for Backstage for you guys. You're going to be going through it kind of like my buddy Andy, my surgeon friend and my number one fan. Sorry, Franco. But anyway, my Andy in Florida, he went back when he heard my show. He went back and listened to like a year of shows. And I felt bad. I was like, Andy, I hope you were able to operate because the guy's a surgeon. And he starts laughing. What a great guy. And anyway, but Andy went back and listened to all my shows. Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to get, when we get in the Backstage Club and you start seeing the things that I did, hanging out with some of the folks I've hung out with, it's going to warm your heart. It's going to warm your heart. And some of the family things that we're going to explain, show with you. And by the way, you don't know what Backstage Club is going to be. It's going to be me hanging out with you. Like when I go down and hang out with the Cigar Club guys in Florida, or I go hang out with my buddies, Tim, who's got his boat on the Intercoastal there, and we go smoke cigars out there. Or when I hang out with my boys in Tampa, and we're going to go boating and playing some golf and doing some stuff there. I mean, all these friends of mine and people that are just, I mean, we're all just in it together. And I'm going to show you that we do get out and we do hang out with friends. And I got invited to an event the other day. It was a buddy of mine. He called me up and says, hey, I got some friends. They're big in San Francisco. They're conservatives. I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, can you come to the house? Yeah, I'll swing by. If I can do it, I'll do it. And some of you, like my buddy Andy, deserve more because you, I mean, I'm not trying to give you a hierarchy here, but he gives more. He's like, he calls me up, Kev, I'm going to start giving monthly. I want to help you every month, a lot, you know. Okay. And I'm not trying to make a hierarchy, but I'm telling you, are you kidding? I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tell you what we're doing, and we're going to hang out. And we're going to talk about stuff. By the way, he's a good piano player. I was embarrassed to play his piano at his house when I went there, but he's a good piano player. As you can imagine, a guy who's a surgeon and, you know, just such a good human being. So I want to show you that we go out and do stuff. I was with an acquaintance. He won the first season of The Voice. We are singing together in the lobby. This is a guy who won a $5 million contract, and now he performs all over the country. And we went to go see him, and you're going to get to see that. and I'm probably going to have him perform at something we're doing. We are going to change the way people look at politics, because this is not about politics, folks. This is about life. Okay, legislators get in the way. Sometimes they can help. But what we're doing is impacting the public opinion about these issues. We should be fighting it this way. It's about what we believe. And if politicians glom onto what we're doing, fine. But I don't think of myself as a political person. I think of myself as a person who's living life. And I'm not going to shut my mouth because you go, oh, well, there's rules on this or that. I'm not lobbying for anything except lobbying for my voice. But I think I'm lobbying for your voice, too. One other quick point. The comedy tour. So we're back in, we're doing Prescott on November the 8th and somewhere in Phoenix on November the 9th. And then we're building out new locations. If you're interested, I'd love to come to Tampa and do the comedy tour. You guys would, I mean, we did it once, but I want to come back. And I want to, because we didn't get a lot of folks in, we didn't get a lot of press around it. I'd like to do the Naples, West Palm, if we can do West Palm or Naples, I'd love to do that as well. So anyway, let me get back to the matter at hand here. Biden and trust. People don't trust him. People have come to the conclusion that Joe Biden is about Joe Biden. And that's what these polls are showing. And when we come back, we're going to do one more poll that shows Biden versus Trump. And I'm telling you, you got one poll where they've been lifting Biden up and his numbers are still down, where they're beating Trump down and Trump still beats him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former president lashing out against special counsel Jack Smith and the judge assigned to his election case. In a pair of posts on Truth Social, Trump claims Smith is going before Judge Tanya Chutkan in an effort to take away his First Amendment rights. Gas prices keep rising, but there may be relief coming soon. NBC's Sam Brock says cooler temperatures can help the oil refineries that were affected by the record heat wave.
We've seen gas prices increase more than a quarter over just the last month. Largely is because of record-breaking temperatures and what they mean for oil refineries.
Oil refinery operations are returning back to full capacity. A former Minneapolis police officer who held back a crowd during George Floyd's arrest in 2020 is being sentenced to prison. Cal Fowl was sentenced to 4 years and 9 months for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the death of Floyd. He will serve his state sentence concurrently with his federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
More evidence tonight that the Republican Party truly is Donald Trump's party. New Siena College New York Times polling that shows Republican voters favoring him by 54 to 17% over his nearest rival, Ron DeSantis. There were 26 different demographic groups that got broken down. You know how many of those groups Donald Trump didn't lead amongst?
No.
Zero. He led in every single...
These were just Republican voters.
Just Republican voters, right?
And nationwide.
Correct. Nationwide, Republican voters. He led in all 26 groups, including his weakest groups. Those with a college degree still favor Trump by double digits. Those making more than $100,000 per year favor Trump by double digits.
Is there any evidence that, you know, if the field were to winnow, well, what would the data show?
If, in fact, you eliminated all the other candidates besides Ron DeSantis, and it's just a matchup between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, guess who wins?
Let me guess.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump wins by over 30 points in that matchup.
Welcome, folks. There were some very telling components in that clip that we played. Republicans obviously favor Trump. Okay? We get that. And we'll have, I'll play one more clip here in a bit that tells you about how much. But here's what I don't think has probably ever happened in Republican Party history. 26 demographic groups, all within the Republican Party. So, you know, let's not get excited that, oh, Trump's leading, you know, with the Democrats and everybody. But within the Republican Party, 26 demographic groups, and Trump leads in every single one, including the ones that would he probably wouldn't be leading in, which, of course, his weakest groups are supposedly college-educated and those who make over $100,000 a year. So what they're telling you is the smart, well-heeled people, the smart people with money, don't like Trump, except in this poll, he leads in every one of the categories. Welcome back. I don't know how often that happens, but I don't think it's ever happened. So how is a guy who's supposed to be a pariah leading in every statistical poll? And they ask him, is there any evidence that this is going to change? And they said no. Now here's another clip, and this is Trump versus Joe Biden at the same times in their political careers, you know, in terms of their presidencies. And I want you to understand, this is polling where they beat up on Trump and they elevate Joe Biden. And here's what the same analyst, is the guy's name is Harry Enten. And this is CNN, folks. Not this isn't Fox. But Harry Enten has this to say about the matchup between where Trump was and where Joe Biden is right now.
I mean, the only one who was noticeably worse was Jimmy Carter. You know, we always said Donald Trump had such a low approval rating, right? But if you look, what you see is that Donald Trump's approval rating was actually slightly larger than Joe Biden's was at this point. Trump was at 43%. Biden is at just 41%. So he's doing worse than Trump, who he was always saying was doing so poorly.
All right, welcome back. So we've already talked about where they are at their times in the presidency, but I want you to understand what Donald Trump had achieved by now. Donald Trump had gotten us independent on foreign oil. Money was flowing back into businesses and they were giving out bonuses. Manufacturing was coming back to America. Unemployment dropping. Stock market going through the roof. And the media was beating the man up. Joe Biden, stock market stagnant. Back to dependence on foreign oil. This man is known to be a corrupt politician. I could go on. And they want to tell you he's at 41 and Trump's at 43. So given that as the backdrop where the media is beating up on Trump and elevating Biden and they're 2 points difference. And who's leading? Trump. Go back to what I told you earlier, the clip we played earlier. Leading in 26 statistical categories, including ones that they didn't expect him to be leading in with the Republicans. And then look at Biden at the national level. I don't believe Biden is a 41% approval rating right now if you put a gun to my head. I don't believe it. There's too many other indicators that that's a lie. We're going to pivot back because I want to go back to what we were talking about in the first hour. Jesse Waters reading from David Brooks, New York Times lefty, who says, hey, lefties, what if we got it wrong? Here's the next cut from Jesse Waters reading from that particular article.
That's why these indictments don't have the punishing effect on the Republican Party, which has now become the party of populism, that the professional class had expected. People like Van Jones, who get it, sometimes gets it, doesn't get it here.
In some ways, this would be a normal person's nightmare and maybe a narcissist's dream, to be martyred, for his cause, for his people, to have to go and face the establishment. I'm doing this for you. Trump has been quite masterful at getting half the country now to go along with this delusion that he has that somehow he's the victim here when he's not.
What Van Jones distributed there is exactly the psychosis that David Brooks is talking about. Van Jones wants you to believe that we suffer from some kind of delusion. And Trump is masterful to get us to go along with it. He's some magician that's, and we're all just following along like the pie, he's the Pied Piper. And we're like, okay, wherever you want to go. What Van Jones doesn't understand is Trump is a figurehead for what we've been feeling. And what leftists have, David Brooks has figured out, is this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. And that's what I come on this station almost every day and relay to you. I talk about Trump as a symbol, but I don't care. If DeSantis said what Trump is saying and did what Trump did, we would be talking about DeSantis. Look, here's how you listen to my radio show. I'm going to tell you right now. You don't go, oh man, Kevin, maybe you do. You think I'm a wonderful guy, and I'm a pretty good guy. But you know what you're really doing? You're listening to someone who validates what you already think. Now, I may elucidate it a little better. I may bring something to you that you go, I never reached that deep into myself to understand it, so I may Dr. Phil you from time to time, but I'm not really telling you anything you don't know about yourselves. It's not idolatry over me. I wish it were, and maybe there is some, and to be honest, it's well deserved, because the thoughts that I do, that I come up with, I will tell you, when I listen in retrospect, I go, wow, Kevin, that was deep. And I tell you this because I always want to follow that statement with this statement. There, that comes out of me is from the grace of God. I don't honestly know what I'm going to tell you most of the time. I hate to admit this, but when I do this show, we've got notes and we've got ideas, but a lot of the things, when we come into some deep thought, I go, whoa, that was so inspiring. I inspire myself. We are literally going through this at the same moment in time when I have these flashes of revelations and sometimes these, what we you may even define as brilliance. So, you know, it's an exploration. And that's what Trump does. Trump is you personified. He's just, I mean, he's a person, but you know, his concepts are you going, no, I was thinking that. Why don't they do that? It makes common sense. It's a business approach, blah, blah, blah. That's what he does. And they want you to be, oh, he's some Svengali that's tricked everybody into believing this. He's masterful to get the country to go along. That ignores the sentiment that's underneath all of this. And that's where the problem is. And that's what David Brooks is pointing out. As I think about it, the people who, and I'm on radio show. I do a radio show every week in the Missouri area. And the callers will call in. They'll go, Kevin, you're just Mr. Trump guy. You're Trump, 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 Trump. And I go, okay, fine. I'm not going to argue with him anymore about that. I'm not Mr. Trump, 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 Trump. I'm Mr. Results, 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 Results. I am that. And I'm also smart enough to know that what I'm doing is not about Trump. It's a deeper thing. And if I can't convey that to you, shame on me, maybe for not being able to convey it, but maybe shame on you. Because, okay, for the sake of discussion, let's say I am about Trump. What's the problem? You not like him? You don't like the ideas? Oh, I don't like that he did this or he said that or whatever. Okay, fine. Personality-wise, fine, we agree. What is it that you don't like about policy? I've told you mine. I don't like his policy on COVID. But outside of that, I like the dude. So what else you got? Because for me, it's a concept. You guys know me. I'm a concept and an idea guy. So explain to me, what am I missing here? And what is it that I should be liking about Biden? Or what is it that I should be liking about somebody else? Tell me who else is going to get in there and do what this man has already proven he's willing to do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
These indictments have backfired, and the polls reflect it. Back in March, before any of these indictments, Trump was polling at 43 on the Real Clear Politics average. In the primary, he gets hit with his first indictment, the New York Bragg indictment, and now he's up at 50. 2 months later, Trump gets hit with Mar-a-Lago dock indictments. What happens? He's up at 56. So what do you think happens now? No wonder Trump's saying, I need one more indictment to ensure my election.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, talking about the left's obsession with Trump, which is an obsession with us. The one thing that the left have in common, no matter what their special interest group is getting us. And why do they want to get us? It makes me laugh because it's so childish. The reason they want to get us is because we're right. We invalidate them. We make them understand they're not nearly as smart as they think they are. They're not as clever. They're not as sophisticated. All they are is a bunch of fakers. They tell you, oh, this art is art. Who says? Well, I'm a critic. I've been trained. I have an eye. No. You know what I've learned about art? It's the same thing I've learned about wine. You ready? I'm going to give you a secret. You may want to call a friend on this, because this is about to blow your minds, people, on the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm about to give you what you could take a lot of study, and you could understand. You could go to sommelier school. You could go to art school. You could study at the MoMA or wherever, and I'm going to give you the secret to the sophisticates. You ready? It's your own personal taste. I know. I know I'm deep. I'm deeper than a mug. Yeah, it's your own personal taste. A sommelier told me this. We were at this very fancy wine tasting. And he was explaining that it's marketing. I can make you believe that a wine is better than another. And he did it. He showed us a $7 bottle of champagne. I don't like champagne. And Dom Perignon. And we didn't know that the $7 champagne was Dom Perignon. It's the same maker, identical. And he says, hey, taste this. This is $7. It's brewed here. And he gave us all the statistics of the champagne. I can't stand champagne, so it tasted like crap. Anyway, he gives me the next one. And it equally tasted like crap. But one was $7 a bottle, and the other was $100. So the $100 crap tasted better to most of the people there. To me, I was the only one, by the way, that said they both taste like crap. But everybody was, yeah, I can tell why this one's $100. Yeah, the effervescence and its bouquet, and they're using all this fancy crap. Its intersectionality and its cisgenderness and its non-binariness, and it's got such a fruity LGBTQ quality, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, they're both the same. And all these sophisticates were sitting there like, oh, well. And me, Mr. Wine Dumb, who never been to a wine whatever soiree, and I'm sitting there going, they both taste the same to me, like crap. And the sommelier went, you nailed it. And you know what he said? He goes, you may like supermarket wine. He goes, some of them are really good. And he goes, or you may like the wines that people tell you cost lots of money. But he goes, what it boils down to is, what is your palate like? I was talking to a guy. He showed me a piece of art. I'm in his gallery. I see this piece of art and it speaks to me. I loved it. And he's got a price on it. And I go, man, I love that piece. And he goes, well, you should buy it. I forget what it cost, but it was more than I could spend. And I went, I go, I can't afford that. He goes, well, what will you pay for that? And I went, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it was marked. It was like 10 grand or something. And I said, I don't know, make $2,500. He goes, okay. And he sold it to me for $2,500. And I just kept staring at it, and I loved it, and he knew it. But I wasn't going to pay $10,000 for it. I didn't have it. I was making good money, but I didn't have 10 grand to blow. But $2,500, I was willing to put it on my wall. I still have it. It's on my wall today. And he says to me, this piece is worth more. But he goes, I'm going to sell it to you for this because the artist sells it for more. But he says, in the end, the artist is going to be happy getting their cut of this and knowing that this piece was with someone who loves it. And he says, but there are people that would have walked in here and paid $10,000 for it. And they'd brag about how much they paid. He goes, well, you can brag about how much you saved. But he says, but in the end, no matter what you pick for art, Kevin, it should speak to you. And you set the price, not somebody else. Boom. That was all the art that I had to take this stupid art class as an elective in college that tried to explain to me why the masters were the masters. And I'm going, I don't really care. I got Picasso. I have a family that we live or work for had a Picasso on the wall. And I used to stare at it every day and I'd go, I don't know why the Mormons paid that much money for that. Because we knew what they paid. I was like, I wouldn't hang that in on my house. A third grader could have done it. I'm not exaggerating it. But it was a Picasso, signed by Picasso. So it was worth money. Who says? So I'm going to go back to this. The indictments have backfired. In March, Trump is at 43%. Post-Bragg, 50%. Post-Mar-a-Lago raid, 56%. And growing. All these things are empowering him. You want to know why? Because you know how to pick art. You know how to pick your wine. And it isn't somebody telling you, here's what you got to think about him. You are making the decision for yourselves. Let me play this last clip because this is what the elites want from us. They want us to, this is how they want to get Trump. Here's what they want us to think about him. Or what I should say, what they think about us because of what we think about him.
And maybe the more this thing becomes clear what was done, you've got to believe that rational thought will come back in the minds of some of these people. But if not, then it's going to take the overwhelming organization, just as you were talking about earlier, organizing the country at all the levels so that he cannot win that election.
There you have it, folks. That's what the elites. We will organize at every level to be right, even when we're wrong. We will use the Justice Department, we will use the media, we will use social media, we will use everything at our disposal to crush your gladiator. I gave a speech the other day and I asked this question, I probably have asked it of this program. What happens if we rally around Trump no matter what? Putting all stuff aside that Trump's talked smack about McCain and the McCainites go, we're going to support him. All those never Trumpers, the Lincoln idiots, everybody goes, we're going to support our champion. Do you know what? The Democrats would be so scared because there'd be nothing they could do. They already are. I mean, I've given you enough evidence right now to prove that they fear for their lives. They're super afraid, and they better be because they've been found out. We already knew they were frauds. I told you. Show me the person that, I went to Harvard and I went to this and I was trained here and blah, blah, blah. I go, yeah, can you change oil in your car? They're worthless. Their degrees are worthless. Their awards are worthless. Their resumes are pumped up, puffed up tributes to themselves. It's just like their research. It's just a bunch of lies. But you know what you are? You're real. You put down what you can do, what you can't do. You're willing to back it up. And they can't stand you because you represent everything they want to be. And Trump says, I'm going to expose them. I'm going to show you they're not as smart as they claim to be. In fact, they're quite dumb. They're just a bunch of people that sit back in the ivory tower, don't have any real world experiences. Everything they've gotten is because of who they are, privilege and power. And they wouldn't know how to do something from scratch if you put a gun to their head. And they envy you because you can do it. And they envy Trump because he represents you. He might have been born to a very rich family, but he came about his wealth the way you would come about yours. And he knows the game. And he wants to even the playing field. And they can't stand it. Why can't we unite around that? Conservatives, Republicans, whatever we call ourselves. Why can't you unite around the good that someone is trying to achieve? If somebody says, I'm going to do good for you, does this party really matter? I don't think so.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.